Don't you act like they act. Don't you talk like they talk. Don't you conduct your business like they do. Don't you crack jokes with them. They're full of filth. I ain't saying you shouldn't laugh, but don't you mix in and start acting like them. Drink like they drink, eat like they eat, do what they do. You know what I'm talking about. Unbelief. Even though they accuse you of being what? Evildoer. For they will see your beautiful work and have a reason to glorify God in the day he visits us. In other words, you don't jump on with your religious stuff and chew them out. No, you show mercy. You share the light with them. Hello, somebody. I say, hello, somebody. Keep going. Thank you, Lord. We're about to get there. Y'all help me. We're about done. In order to what? Honor the Lord. You must what? Respect and what? Defer to the authority of every human institution, whether it be the highest ruler, keep going, or the what? Governors he put in place to the punish what? Lawbreakers. And to do what? Praise those who do what's right. So you're not to go out and create and work all kind of crazy stuff against the law. And you know, and I know, everybody sitting here know that on the law enforcement, the police department and highway patrolmen and the FBI and all these people that's in place to carry out the law, we know we got dishonest folks. So why are you acting like that? You got some dishonest folks up in the church? You might as well tell the truth. Give you a chance. We just don't believe, just leave some stuff laying around. And nobody around. You come back, you can't find it. Well, where did it went? So it does not give you a right to be disrespectful to the law itself. The person who breaks the law, where a lawbreaker or the one that's enforcing law, when they did violate the law, they ought to be handled for it. But it don't give you a right to go out and break the law because they did something wrong. Y'all ain't talking to me. I'm talking about following scripture. I ain't saying we shouldn't speak up. Yeah, we ought to speak up and let people know. That's why we speak up about Jesus, so people can know. But it don't give you a right to go out and act a fool. Especially you're a believer, you leave that for the non-believer. They probably don't know any better. They think they're doing right. You ought to know better. And get to talking and talking. You find out what God is saying and talk like he talks. I know I'm preaching good, even you. I ain't got no chill club behind me. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Well, no use me starting there. I just have to do it next time. I just ran out of time. If I get off, jump in that one, then you're going to be here till 1 o'clock. So, praise God. Why are we put together? Why he put together? Why did he bring us over? Why did he lay a chief cornerstone in Zion? To build up a spiritual house. What kind of house? What is a spiritual house where God's dwell? And out of that flows all of God's goodness. All of God's blessing. That'll flow prosperity. That'll flow healing. That'll flow salvation. that flow, the new birth, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You can just go on and on out of that dwelling place. That's why he wants you to learn how to put you in there and grow up, desire to send him milk so you can grow up, walk in divine health, walk in prosperity, walk and become a mighty soul winner, become a leader for those. And make disciples so people can learn how to live the life. It's evident people don't know how to live. They think they do. But they keep wrecking their own life. They keep having wrecks. If you keep it, every time I let you have buy a car and let you have and you go wreck it, evident you don't know how to drive the thing. And that's what happened with people that don't know Jesus. They keep wrecking their life. And they just continually trying to tell me and you, I know what I'm doing. I know, evidently you don't. Hallelujah.